Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and it's March 11th. As you may have already heard, last week Rivian unveiled the highly anticipated R2 as well as the surprise R3. At the time, the cars were only shown on stage. Now, video has emerged showing these cars driving on public roads, offering a better size comparison. In the first video, we get a much clearer and up-close shot of the R2, which looks very similar to the R1, just smaller. In the video, a Hyundai Tucson and Kia Soul drive by behind the R2, with the R2 looking a bit taller than both, but definitely in the same mid-size SUV ballpark. In the second video, we see the R3, which looks quite imposing from the front, and in isolation, you wouldn't be blamed for thinking it looks a lot like an R1. As for the other size comparisons, another user analyzed a photo of the R3X and thinks it's a bit taller, but much less long than the Golf GTI. This estimate suggests it to be a full 20 inches shorter than the IONIQ 5, a car which has drawn many comparisons due to its shape and proportions, and even shorter than the Volvo EX30 and Bolt EV. While the comparison is only based on one official photo of a prototype, the photo is taken directly side-on and thus offers a good view of the vehicle. And since we know the size of the tires and the car's wheelbase, we can come to a pretty good estimate, if not pretty accurate. Another fatal crash on Tesla Autopilot is going to trial, and while Tesla has won all of them in the past, this time, lawyers of the family of the deceased Tesla driver have uncovered evidence that they claim shows Tesla knew it was too easy to abuse Autopilot. In the past, the families of the victims have taken the accidents to trial for wrongful deaths at times, but Tesla has always won, because in almost all cases, Tesla was able to show that the driver was not paying attention at the moment of the accident or leading up to it. When using Autopilot or FSD beta, Tesla tells drivers that they need to pay attention at all times in order to be ready to take control at all times. Some have argued that Tesla should take more responsibility for creating an exaggerated level of confidence in ADAS systems and to limit the misuse by better ensuring that drivers are paying attention. The crash in question occurred in March 2018 and involved Apple engineer Walter Huang. Huang was driving his Model X on Autopilot when it entered the medium of a ramp on the highway as if it were a lane, a common problem with Tesla's Autopilot at the time. About 150 meters after entering the median, it hit a barrier. The crash was severe because there was no crash attenuator. Since it was already destroyed by a previous crash, the driver was rushed to the hospital, but he died of his injuries. NHTSA investigated the accident and confirmed that the vehicle was using Autopilot at the time of the crash. However, according to his phone data, it blamed the driver, who was playing a video game on his phone, and the lack of a crash attenuator, which affected the severity of the crash. The family has sued Tesla for wrongful death, and it's going to be quite an uphill battle for them because it looks like he was using his phone while driving, which is a traffic violation and against Tesla's guidance on how to use Autopilot. That said, the family's lawyers benefit from learning from previous similar trials, and they are taking a different approach. They are not denying Huang's misuse of Autopilot, but they are focusing on Tesla's communication, which they claim led to the driver misusing Autopilot. As we previously reported, as part of the discovery process for the trial, the family's lawyers have focused on several statements made by Tesla, and specifically Elon Musk, about Tesla's Autopilot and full self-driving efforts that could lead drivers to be overconfident in the systems. The trial is now set to start next week in a San Jose court, and more pieces of evidence are coming out as the court determines what they will be able to show to the jury. Tesla is continuing to go after early Cybertruck owners that are flipping the trucks for profit. Before turning reservations into orders, Tesla tried to make precautions against early buyers that are looking to flip their trucks for profits. The automaker added a no resale clause for early VIN Cybertrucks, threatening to sue for $50,000 or more, and added that it may not sell the sellers any future vehicles. However, there are limitations when it comes to enforcing these kind of things. Unsurprisingly, we have seen Cybertrucks sell for over $200,000 at auction. Now, one of the owners who put his for sale reports that Tesla has contacted him to let him know that they canceled his two other Cybertruck reservations. Tesla refunded him the $100 in deposit for each order, but it also told him that it won't in the future. At least the automaker is not suing him for $50,000 or more. After announcing that R2 production will kick off in Illinois, Rivian is poised to earn additional incentives with plans to expand its Normal EV plant. Last week, Rivian unveiled its compact, more affordable R2 electric SUV at its new Laguna showroom, where CEO RJ Scaringe shocked the crowd with an even smaller, more affordable R3. He took it a step further, introducing the rugged tri-motor R3X. The R3X is Rivian's take on high-performance electric crossover with wider wheels, more ground clearance, and a tri-motor setup. Rivian's R2 is essentially a smaller R1S offered at a cheaper price point. It will be based on Rivian's next-gen EV platform designed to cut costs with maximum flexibility. The R2 will be offered in single, dual, and tri-motor setups, with all versions boasting over 300 miles range. Rivian's entry-level model will start at around $45,000. Rivian revealed it would kick off R2 production at its Normal, Illinois plant to accelerate its launch, despite initial plans to build R2 at its new $5 billion EV plant in Georgia. Rivian said the move will save $2.25 billion while speeding up R2's launch. The state of Illinois is working with Rivian for additional incentives as it prepares to build R2 in the state. Porsche's new 1,092-horsepower Taycan Turbo GT steals another Tesla record as its fastest vehicle yet. The new Taycan is better in every way, with more range, faster charging, and added performance. Porsche revealed the new model with the WiSAC package after earning the fastest electric series production car title at the WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca in California. Porsche's new high-performance EV beat the previous record of 1 minute and 30 seconds set by a Tesla Model S Plaid in 2020. Although other electric vehicles have lapped the track quicker, they were all modified. With up to 1,092 horsepower with the WiSAC package, the new Porsche tops the Model S Plaid at 1,020 horsepower. Tesla says the Model S Plaid can go from 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds. At first glance, the high-performance EV looks like a sporty Taycan. The model features a front spoiler with aero blades and adaptive rear spoiler. It also includes more of a racing vibe than the Turbo and the Turbo S models. The WiSAC package eliminates all non-track driving equipment like the rear seat to save 157 pounds compared to the Taycan Turbo S. Porsche's new Taycan Turbo GT and Turbo GT with WiSAC package are now available to order. The first models are expected to hit US dealers this summer. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electric.